Oh, good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show. First Gunsmith Show of March this year.
Boy, yes.
Spring's right around the corner, I feel.
It is. My lilacs are saying, hey, it's warm out.
They're getting some buds on them already?
Yeah. I realized I got to put the metal blade on the weed eater and start cutting back some brush. I wanted to get some brush cleaner done during the winter.
Yeah.
And it's been so nasty. I haven't been out there to do it.
It's been really cold.
It has been nasty.
It's warming up now, though. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we're gonna spring forward today.
Yep. We lose an hour of sleep tonight. Isn't that great?
That's fantastic. I got to tell you, I love having the extra hour of sunlight, though, at the end of the day.
Makes it hard to go to church early on Sunday morning.
That's true.
You know, it makes it tougher.
Yeah, not but too
you,
early.
It'll still be light by 9:30. You get up earlier than I do. I'm semi-retired.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm semi a lot, but semi in the refrigerator too much. I'm semi on the couch too
much.
It's
all we can do to get him here to do this show.
Well, I hate to leave the reloading room in the mornings.
You know,
things get going. And Saturday mornings, I used to laugh, and I'd have like 600 or 700 9mm done through the presses before I went and recorded a radio show.
Okay.
Well, now I got this new shoulder, slowed me way down.
Okay.
Way down. My production is terrible right now.
It's off a little bit?
It's off a lot. Okay. I mean, I'm lucky to sit down and do 50 at a time.
What's the prognosis? Do you expect is it getting stronger? You're going
to
get...
Hard to tell. We did a heart screening last weekend, and I moved a lot of heavy equipment, and I set myself back.
Oh, jeez.
I have a divot in my shoulder I didn't have before, so I think I tore a muscle.
Oh, gosh.
So I've been putting the pain relief ointment. I smell like a gym. You know,
yeah. I appreciate it, by the way.
Bengay? Yeah, I use it a lot.
Yeah, you know,
but anyways, but I'm doing all right. You know, worse things have happened, and here it is Saturday morning. I'm in the studio, and things are great.
It's good to see you. The segment brought to you, as always, Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
That's right. Our good friends right on Dort Highway in lovely Burton, Michigan. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto will get your car running, working right, going down the road straight after the potholes do their damage.
And it is. It's like it's a precursor when you see it. The potholes start to spring up before the dandelions.
Well, you're right. That's a good
idea. They're all over.
They are.
It's
just like
bad.
Dandelions will be shortly.
Shortly. Won't be long.
But, it's almost like, think of Diamond Jim's like the guy's in the corner and you're in an MMA match. And they got to patch you up in that 3 minutes. You know what I mean? So you whip in there. You tell them what's wrong with your car. They check it out. They tell you, okay, between the next round, come on in and we'll get your tires.
Yeah.
You know, or they can do it right there while you wait. Yeah. It's not just winter air right now. You know,
they sold all the winter air is gone. They sold that truckload. They sold a couple truckloads.
Spring air is in the mix,
yes.
And you probably need it. Cause I know my sensors are going off on all my tires too. Saying low tire pressure on, you know, driver's side and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, all right. So Diamond Jim's can take care of you. All your needs, even new sensors in there. They can order the new sensors and put them in your cars.
Because the pothole, I mean, it really does wreak havoc on your car's suspension.
Yep.
You know, the tires, the rims.
The rims. I bought all new rims for my trailer and everything from there. I bought 5 of them, even the spares, the right size rim, the right color, the right everything, so that it all matches.
Yep.
And just got new tires on my truck. So they're a great place. 810-743-4210. And, of course, you can always link to them right from the GSS.com, which is my website. And you can send me emails, if you'd like, on that at shooter@thegss.com. But thank Diamond Jim's for being a sponsor. So today is our first time in a long, long time, I believe, that we are doing a show while we're at war. We always have skirmishes going on, but this is big. This is a big war. Strategic, beautifully planned, so far war that is...
It really shows you the importance of precision ammunition. It's amazing how precise the strikes are. And
I think the guys that are planning all this, guys and gals, have probably spent a lot of time at the range.
Yeah.
They understand trajectory. They understand shooting.
Yeah.
And they know that precision means everything. You know, you used to laugh and say... Ooh, that's close. Yeah, it's close. Close like, you know, hand grenades and horseshoes. You know, you got to be close to make it work. Well, this is more than tossing hand grenades. These guys are precision bombing and doing things that are mind-boggling.
They really would have preferred, I think, to have them go along, but they were prepared if they didn't. They just
I think it kind of goes back to that when you got somebody that says death to you.
Yeah.
What do you do? You know, you can't live with.
And they didn't just say it. I mean, they demonstrated it for 47 years. That's what they were committed to.
Thousands of Americans. I watched that list the other night of every year in the amount of people killed by Iran that were Americans. It's sick.
I read the story of William Buckley showed up in my feed. CIA guy, not Bill Buckley.
New England.
CIA operative who was captured after the Beirut bombing.
Yeah.
And tortured in Iran after the embassies were taken. And what they did to him was just
disgusting.
Oh, it's abhorrent.
More than brutal.
Yeah, it was to break him. It was just awful. And you know, if you can get them turned around, that's great, because then you don't risk American lives.
Right.
It's war is inherently risky.
Yeah.
You don't know the outcome, but it's so far, knock on wood, everything is going
pretty good.
Pretty much as planned, it seems, and hopefully it's over quickly. And part of it is precisely because we are so precise and accurate. It's very controlled. It's controlled destruction. It's controlled fury. They're hitting the targets that they. It's not a spray and pray. It's not like terrorism.
It's not carpet bombing.
These are the people.
Precision bombing, taking out the targets. Every time they have a meeting, they get killed.
Yeah.
So they're not having meetings.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully we'll get a whole new.
Hopefully it changes
leadership.
Yeah.
And go back to, you know, I mean, the Shah, I just read a really good book from Bill O'Reilly on the Shah of Iran. Mm-hmm. And it was so intriguing. And I read it just a few weeks ago. And so it's right fresh in my mind. He was doing horrible things too.
Yeah.
But he was doing it to try to stop that brotherhood from rising, you know? So I understand it, but here in America, we have our own military, and it's unbelievably strong. But there's a secondary military threat that other countries know about, and that is our militias and our hunters and our armed citizenry. Just like Japan said back in the day, there's a rifle behind every door in America. And it's very, very true. There are millions and millions and millions of gun owners in this country, and they know that anything that happens inside the borders of this country, there will be an uprising and we will stand up and fight. So today I'm not going to talk about gun laws and regulations. I want to talk about choosing the right caliber for you as a marksman, as a shooter, as a hunter, and as a good American that's going to work for you. One you can get ammo for, one you can afford to shoot. These are all life choices that are unfortunately, greatly determined by your bank account. So life taught me young when I wanted to shoot a lot, and I loved to shoot as a kid. I shot day and night. It was shot as much as we hunted raccoons at night. We squirrel hunted first thing in the morning, and then we rabbit hunted in the early afternoons, and just had a wonderful time living in the country and hunting and shooting all the time. And when we got done hunting, we'd come home and shoot clay pigeons. So we're shotguns, rifles, pistols. It didn't matter. We were shooting all the time. And I found that when I was young, I was hunting and shooting 22 long rifles all the time. And I got good with it. I got, because I practiced so much. And other friends would say, how did you hit that? How did you shoot that? And practice, understanding the trajectory. You know, it's just like driving a car. If you don't drive very often, you're not real good at driving a car. But if you pay attention and you focus and you understand how the car handles, and, you know, race car drivers weren't built overnight. They practiced and they got there. You know, you don't get to play at Carnegie Hall if you don't practice, Dan. So just remember that. I don't know if this point in your life you're ready to go to Carnegie Hall for anything, but.
No. I had to go and maybe attend a Ted Nugent show over there.
I don't know if Ted does Carnegie Hall.
Does he?
But I don't know. But
well, when he does, I'll
buy a ticket. I got a Stevie Ray Vaughan live CD from there, so it's just pretty good. Yeah,
well, there you go.
Carnegie Hall, yeah. So the point is, I learned with 22 long rifles, and I shot all the time and understood them. Why? It was trial and error for me. I was never book smart. I learned by trial and error. And I learned that at 2 cents a piece, which is what a 22 cost back then.
That made it possible to do a lot of practicing.
A lot of practice. Now,
at 2 cents a pop, you can practice all the time.
For a pocket full of change, you can go shoot a lot. So as a kid, that taught me to be frugal. Now 22s run about 10 cents per round. So they've gone up, you know, 500%. Is that 500%? They're up there, but still affordable.
Still very affordable.
Still affordable and fun to shoot. And that's how I always break in new shooters is with 22 long rifles. Sometimes we start with an air rifle and then switch over to 22 long rifles. But so I learned how to aim. I understood the trajectory, how to use the gun, what its reach was, what its effective abilities were, where when it was too far to shoot an animal and kill it, you know, cleanly. So those were life choices. So my next thing was I had to take the limitations off a little bit. I wanted to get a more powerful rifle. And in the meantime, I got shotguns and I got some other deer hunting rifles. But for that plinking and having fun, I finally got a Mini 14, a Ruger Mini 14 in 5.56 223 caliber. So it shoots the same thing as an AR-15 or an M16. And at the time, we were shooting Vietnam surplus ammo. So it was dirt cheap. You could get, you know, hundreds of rounds for next to nothing at gun shows. You could go to the gun, they sold it for $2.99 for 20 shells. So it was just cheap to shoot. And it hasn't gone up tremendously, but about the same as a 22 long rifle. It's gone up considerably, but still affordable to shoot. So to me, it's like the 22 long rifle, the next best American inexpensive rifle round was that 223 round. So I practiced with it. I literally paraded it around deer camp, and everybody said, oh, you can't kill deer with that. Carefully, you can. So I literally showed off with the round and showed its abilities to people. And I've talked to a lot of people into buying that style gun or AR-15s because they are so much fun to shoot. And now I got dear friends. I have dear friends now that shoot at Camp Perry with them, that shoot 700 meters with them and 600 meters and 500 meters. And they are serious competitors. The just a lot of good shooting skills are taught by shooting these guns over and over again. So it's one of my favorites, and we're going to discuss a lot more here in just a second. We're going to take a little break, but I want you to have an informed decision on what guns and ammo you should buy, okay?
Good thing to think about, and you want something you can practice with, so that's something that's affordable. That's a exactly. Big part of the decision as well.
You don't
want
to go broke shooting, you know?
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back right after this.